this town got its start because a railroad was looking for a new destination to transport passengers. What resulted is a well-known resort town. The story of a resort built by the railroad is this edition of The American Countryside.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
Five conferences, one location, something for your entire team. Get ready. The 2020 Top Producers Summit is set for January 27th through the 30th in Chicago. This year's summit is a combination of the five highly regarded top producer conferences: Top Producers Seminar, Executive Women in Agriculture, Tomorrow's Top Producer, Farm Journal Legacy Project, and, for the first time, the Farm Journal Hemp Summit. Register today for Top Producer Summit at tpsummit.com.
Jack Seibach says this well-known ski town got its start because of a railroad owner.
Averill Harriman, at the time, was chairman of the board of the Union Pacific Railroad, and he wanted to start a four-season destination resort in the United States.
He hired an Austrian by the name of Felix Schafkotz to travel all across the United States in search of the perfect location to build a resort.
He started in November of 1935, traveled by rail all around the country. And he went through California and Colorado and Utah and Wyoming, and for one reason or the other, he decided to reject those areas, either too high, too remote, too far away.
It looked like Harriman's desire to build a resort town would fail, until Schafkotz took the railroad to Ketchum, Idaho.
But finally, in March of 1936, he ended up in Ketchum, Idaho. And after 3 days of being here, he wired Harriman, out of all the places I've visited, this is the perfect spot for a winter destination resort.
Harriman had received the news he desired and was soon on his way to see if Schafkotz's report was true.
So Harriman got on the next train, came out here, and he bought a ranch. It was called at the time the Brass Ranch, from the Brass family. And he bought 3,888 acres. And he developed this town of Sun Valley.
Sun Valley opened for business in 1936, but this was not to be just another place to go snow skiing. In fact, Harriman soon had his railroad men working on new technology that would revolutionize the way his resort and others around the world would operate. The breakthrough is next time as we travel the countryside in Sun Valley, Idaho. I'm Andrew McRae.